Bell rings. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Elected mayor, he would build a beautiful new city hall for Pine Ridge at the foot of picturesque Main Street. However, the new boomers are still hard at work trying to hit upon something that will surpass Ezra's promise. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, everyone wants something that will help give real relief when an occasional headache or acid-upset stomach comes along. And that's why so many people are careful to have Alka-Seltzer always on hand. Well, sometimes when you wake up in the morning after staying up late, eating, drinking, and smoking too much, you may have a throbbing headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's the time you want real Alka-Seltzer relief. And here's something else. You can often avoid the distress of the morning after by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it for the prompt, pleasant relief you want. Now, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in a large economical package, which contains over three times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right away. And remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the next morning. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Ward Healer Sedgwick back in the Jot 'em Down store feed room operating their printing press.
Now, watch out there, Sedgwick. You ain't getting the papers on straight there.
Oh, I know how to run this printing press, Mr. Abner.
Well, now, don't try to do it so fast. We want these hands up to look good. Get the printing on the crooked there while the folks is liable to twist their necks off trying to read them.
Well, I can do it good. I learned how to run this thing when Mr. Dodge and E. Smith was here a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. This old printing outfit belonged to him. Be careful, Cedric.
Well, I recollect I used to sneak back here and print up money. Regular dollar bills.
Yeah. Watch what you're doing. Don't look at me.
Oh, that was fun. Why don't we do that some more? Print up some money.
Well, that ain't unlegal, Cedric.
It is, huh?
Sure. That there is counterfeit. That's why they put Dodge and he's in a penitentiary.
So we can print up their money for him?
No. They put him in there because he weren't... Wait a minute, Cedric. You better let me run that machine. You're still getting them in there crooked.
Ooh.
Now, just look at that last thing you done there. Look at that. And listen here. And listen.
Yes, ma'am.
You needn't get all the printing on this. And here, look here. Run clean off the page.
No, ma'am. Well, we can just use them for the ones we burn.
Burn?
Yes, ma'am. You know how you're always supposed to do with handbills. You hand out about half of them out, and then you take the rest home and burn them in the stove.
Is that what you do?
Yes, ma'am. Either that or stuff them in a culvert.
For the land's sakes alive, Cedric, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Did I do something wrong?
Why, of course you did. You ain't supposed to do that with handbills. Special ours.
Well, I always thought that was the regular way to do it.
Well, it ain't.
I know sometimes I'll have some left and folks will ask me for them, but I don't give them none because them are the ones I'm saving to burn.
Well, if that ain't about the craziest idea I ever heard tell of.
That's the way Gomer Bates does it whenever he's delivering them for the circus and all.
Gomer?
He's the one I learned it from.
Well, you just stop listening to Gomer Bates. And from now on, when we give you some handbills to deliver, I want you to go out and... Leave, I heard somebody coming to the store.
Gomer said that was the regular way to do it.
Well, it ain't. Oh, yes, Lom. We're back here, Lom, printing up some junk.
Oh, good.
Cedric's helping, Tom.
Gomer said quick as you get outside of whoever you got the handbills from.
Just
while you
forget supposed... what Gomer said, Cedric. Let it go. Anything new, Lom? Has Ezra come out with any new campaign promises?
No, he don't need to.
Huh?
Done too dadgum good the way... his promises already made.
Oh.
Leastways, that's the way it sounds when you talk to folks on the street.
It does, huh?
Everybody appears to like that idea of his of building a new city hall.
Yeah, well, I like that myself. If I thought he could actually do it, why, I'd vote for him.
Well, that's the trouble right there. Too many folks are forgetting that that's just a campaign promise, and they think he's actually going to build it. What we've got to do is study up some promise that sounds better than that, even.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I've been doing right back here. Show him one of them handbills there.
Just one. Here you are, Mr.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Oh, is it the new one you studied there?
Yeah, this place. Go ahead, read it. Give some of my new promises there.
For goodness sakes, look how you spell voters. V-O-A-T-E-R-S.
T-U-R-S, huh?
No, there ain't no way in it. You got too many letters in it.
Oh, what difference does that make? Don't cost us extra as long as we're doing our own printing. I'll give them an extra letter now and then. I ain't stingy.
What's this about a bus here?
Huh?
Part of it didn't get printed.
Oh, that's Cedric's fault. See now, that's what I told you, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here's the idea, Lon. You know that big Greyhound bus that runs through Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
Well, sir, I'm going to get them to stop here. That's the campaign promise. Basically, I'll get them to slow down. Hesitate long enough for somebody to get on if they want to.
Well, yeah, that's a good promise, yeah, but we need better than that, even.
Well, read on, read on.
New railroad depot and roundhouse.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's silly, Abner. There ain't no trains that run into Pine Ridge. You know that.
Well, no, but I figured if we put up a nice enough depot, maybe we'll attract some trains in here. Maybe that's why none of them come here, because they ain't got no place to stop.
Yeah, but see, with trains, they got to put down tracks.
Well, it's a campaign promise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let it go.
Yeah, let it go. How do you like that next one there?
Mammoth Underground Parking Lot. What in the world would we want with one of them things for?
Well, I ain't exactly studied up the reason for it yet, but I read where they put one in New York, I believe it was, and I just thought it looked good and quaint, you know, impressive.
Well, we ain't got no parking problems here. Fact is, a while back, our Chambers of Commerce tried to get folks to get their cars out of their barns and leave them on the streets so Pine Ridge would look like a busier place.
Oh, so did I forgot about that.
Mr. Abner, do you want me to go ahead and print up the rest of these handbills?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Mom?
You better hold off on them, Cedric.
Hold off.
I ain't sure this is just the sort of thing we want to hand out right now.
Could I just print up enough to burn?
Cedric, I told you you ain't supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mom, why don't you finish reading that handbill there? It might be something in there we can use. Read on down.
I don't hardly think.
Wait a minute. I believe I hear somebody come in up there. Better see if it's a customer.
All right. Why don't you finish reading that, though?
Hello? Anybody here?
Oh, that ain't no customer. It's just that best dumb grandpa.
Hello?
Why don't he stay over at Ezra's headquarters as long as he thinks Ezra's so
anybody
wonderful?
Anybody here? Speak up. We're back in the feed room, Grandpa.
Oh, why in the world didn't you say so?
Now, all he's doing over here.
Let a man stand there and holler his pigeon-toed brains out.
Well, it wouldn't take much hollering for you to do that.
How are you, Grandpa?
Oh, pretty good, Lum. Hello there, Cedric.
What a Mr. Grandpa.
What do you want, Grandpa?
Oh, nothing. Have you heard all the things my man's going to do for Pine Ridge?
I don't care what he's going to do. He's
going to build us a new city hall.
We know that, Mark.
Yeah, but do you know what all he's going to put in the city hall?
Well, city offices, I reckon.
That just shows you don't know nothing about it.
He's
going to put in an athletic club for men, swimming pool and gymnasium and billiard room, checker room, reading room, free subscriptions to the Police Gazette.
Is he actually going to do all that?
And he's doing it. Out in the back, he's putting in a horseshoe pitching place, baseball diamond. Build regular seats for folks to sit on and watch the game.
Dad, blame it. Why didn't we think of that, Mom?
Going to stock the creeks with new kinds of fish. Barracudas and diamonds and I don't know what all.
If he puts any cooties in there, he better put clothes on them. I'll tell him that right now.
Going to make an artificial lake down there by the swamp for duck hunting.
Don't be wrong, man. Ezra's got all the good ideas.
Yeah, Granny, if he's promising things like that, every man in this town will be on the vote for him.
Now, maybe we better promise them same things, Lon.
No, that won't do.
Well, we'll never think of nothing better than that. Don't be. That sounds good to me.
I know, but it won't do no good for us to advocate them things now, because Ezra's come out for him first.
That's low-down crook.
Watch yourself there now, Abner. That ain't no way to refer to the next mayor of Pine Ridge.
Paddle, paddle.
You'll see. You'll find out, young man.
Here's a little present for you.
What is it?
Compliments of Ezra T. Strunk and the Conservative Liberals Party.
For the land's sake, a jackknife. Well, hey, wait a minute, Grandpa.
Yeah, see you at the city hall, in the billiard room. So long, that is, so long.
Dogs. Look at this knife here, Mom. Hmm? It says, vote for Ezra T. Strunk on one side, and on the other, it says, and whittle down taxes.
Whittle down taxes. Oh, yeah, that's one of his new slogans. I've heard him use that.
Well, they must be giving these things away.
Yes, Mom, they are. I've got one of them.
You have? Why, see?
Yes, Mom, everybody's got one.
Huh.
Yeah, they claim that's sort of the symbol of their party or something like that. That's why they're giving them away.
Well, in that case, we ought to be giving away new brooms. You said that was a symbol of our party.
Yeah, but who'd want to take a broom around with them?
The whittle-on.
We couldn't give them things away to nobody, except women folks, of course.
No, that's right. Wouldn't do us no good, I reckon.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with us?
Huh?
Granny, we've been overlooking something important here. Haven't you ever heard of the 19th Amendment?
Amendment?
That's the new one that gives the women folks the right to vote.
I can't keep up all them new laws on them.
Well, it don't look like Ezra does neither, because him or his manager, Squire, ain't neither one figured out anything about that.
Oh,
no, they ain't done a thing about getting the women's vote. Everything they studied up so far is for the men.
Yeah, that's who they're working on.
Starting right now, the new broom party is going to do something about the women's vote.
What?
Abner, you're going to hand out brooms and talk to every woman in Pine Ridge.
Me talk to the women? Mom, you know I ain't no good at that.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll argue me down every time.
You ain't exactly got the right dynamo personality. But wait a minute, I got a better idea. Call up your woman, Elizabeth.
Well, ain't no use talking to her. I know she's going to vote for me.
She's going
to
do more than that. She's going out electioneering for you.
She is?
We'll make a ward healer out of Elizabeth.
Where?
Have her give a broom to every woman in Pine Ridge. Watch our smoke from here. All right, grannies, we'll beat that Ezra T. Strunk.
At last, it looks as though the new groomers have hit upon something really solid. Ezra T. Strunk will have to work fast to combat this new strategy. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, recent studies carried on by a well-known technical school in cooperation with the Army prove that lack of sleep definitely lowers physical and mental efficiency. Now, you no doubt know this is true. You know how just one sleepless night can drag you down. Your head may ache or nervous indigestion may upset you. Well, sleeplessness is often caused by nervous tension. Now, Miles Nervine is made to help relieve nervous tension and to help quiet overwrought nerves. And that's why we say, try Miles Nervine. It's a mild but effective sedative which has been making good for over 66 years. And too, Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. Caution, use only if directed. All drugstores have it in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product that has been giving satisfaction almost three quarters of a century. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.